reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll from devastating floods in Europe increased to at least 126 on Friday, most in western Germany, where emergency responders are still searching for missing people. Residents say they were caught completely off guard by the torrent dubbed the, quote, flood of death by Germany's top-selling newspaper Bild. Streets and houses were submerged by water in some areas, while cars were left overturned on soaked streets after floodwaters passed. Hundreds are unaccounted for in Germany, while the death toll in Belgium jumped to 23. Luxembourg and the Netherlands were also hammered by heavy rains in many areas, forcing thousands to be evacuated. In Switzerland, lakes and rivers are swelling after heavy overnight rainfall. Some parts of Western Europe received up to 2 months' worth of rain in 2 days on soil that was already near saturation, according to the World Meteorological Organization. Russian emergency officials say a small passenger plane on Friday made an emergency landing in Siberia after an engine failure. All of its 19 passengers and crew survived. Soon after the plane disappeared in western Siberia, rescue helicopters spotted it lying in a field on its belly. Emergency officials said the passengers and its crew did not sustain any serious injuries and were being flown by helicopters to a nearby city. Russian media is reporting the crew made an emergency landing after one of its two engines failed. The incident comes 10 days after another Russian plane crashed while preparing to land in bad weather in Russia's Far East, killing all 28 people on board. The investigation into the crash of that plane is ongoing. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Cuban President Miguel Diaz-Canel said Friday the United States